It's time for another Ask Me Anything video, and today we're talking about the aging narcissist. This has been a frequently asked question from the Spanily and other people in the community. So how do narcissists change as they get older, and how do the family dynamics change in that situation? That's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name's Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse in toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and let's get going. We all know that a narcissist loves to be the center of attention. And we all know that they desperately need supply. They need praise. They need adoration, admiration. And as they get older, this sometimes becomes harder to get a hold of. Here's the hard part for narcissists. Because our society generally considers young people to be beautiful people, many aging narcissists struggle. Now, not all narcissists get their approval and attention through their looks. But for those who do, and even for those who don't, the aging process can be really painful. Getting older, because of our societal standards about youth and beauty, can certainly mean losing a certain amount of status, social standing, all of that stuff. And of course, when the aging narcissist peeks at themselves in the mirror, what do you think they see? They see someone who's losing out, someone who is going downhill. And this is devastating for them. So as the narcissist gets older, they will experience feelings of distress and upset and anger and frustration, among other things. Their interpersonal issues will definitely increase. All of their relationships will be affected, from the relationships at home all the way to the relationships with people they work with and even strangers. They might have a tendency toward feeling depressed or even suicidal. Since they require narcissistic supply in order to sort of stabilize their own identity, the lack of it is a huge detriment to the narcissist's identity. Pathological narcissism is really defined by an unstable self-image. So the aging narcissist will often alternate between their attempts to draw attention and get approval and praise to extreme sadness, anxiety, vulnerability, which leads them to increasingly lower self-esteem. You may not be able to read this as you first meet the person or even if you're in a relationship with them, because they're still going to act like they have that sense of entitlement and they're still going to act like they're better than you. But in addition to the mental health issues that go with pathological narcissism and aging, you might notice certain self-destructive behaviors with a narcissist as they get older. This might be things like cheating, and of course this would include risky sexual behavior. They might start driving in a crazy way or start using drugs or alcohol. Definitely, they're going to take more risks and certainly do more in order to get attention from other people. They'll become increasingly outrageous. It's important to note, though, that their potential use of alcohol and drugs and their potential to take unnecessary risks with their lives and the lives of others is certainly reflective of their need for attention, but it also allows them to numb themselves in order to overcome any feelings that they have of shame and loneliness and emptiness. They may also begin to be very aggressive with you and other people in your life, and that's just a straight up reaction to their self-esteem being threatened. So what do? They do a number of different things. One of the things they might do in a family situation is they might start to try to live vicariously through children or grandchildren, try to get attention that way. In some cases, the narcissist might be okay with kind of fading into the background as long as they can get attention and admiration vicariously through one of the other people in their life or in another form. So for example, rather than brag about their own accomplishments, they might start bragging about the accomplishments of their children or grandchildren because somehow they have affected that person. Or if they don't have children, they might take credit for the accomplishments of nieces or nephews or the neighbor's kid, anybody they've affected in any way. It's all about getting approval for something. Like, hey, look what I did. I helped that kid become amazing. So that means it's my experience. Another thing that happens to the aging narcissist is seriously heavy denial. They deny that they're getting older. So essentially, even though they are getting older, they don't let themselves see it. So they live in this stage of, yeah, I'm just a 28-year-old like I used to be. They might even hang out with kids. They don't allow themselves to grow old gracefully. They allow themselves to walk around looking like someone who is trying too hard, to say the very least. Basically, they just don't allow the societal norm to get in their head. And in some ways, maybe it's a good thing, but in reality, it can be very difficult and distressing to the people around that person. You've seen those old episodes of like Maury where mom dresses like a hoe, give her a makeover, that kind of stuff. Well, this is how those people sometimes react to aging. They just never stop thinking they're young and beautiful and they keep dressing and acting like they are. Now, that's a really confusing thing because there's no reason that we shouldn't feel beautiful when we're over a certain age, but it's about respecting yourself and treating yourself with respect. Narcissists seem to treat themselves with respect,
but so often their vanity seems to get the best of them.
This might lead a narcissist to do things that can be really harmful for them. Like over the years, they might get ridiculous amounts of plastic surgery or liposuction, and repeated episodes of surgery are dangerous for anybody. And the older we get, the more dangerous it might become. A lot of narcissists will actually begin to cheat, if they haven't already, with younger people in their relationships just because they need to feel attractive. Look, aging is not easy. For a lot of us, it means losing our excitement, losing our glow, facing our own mortality. It's scary and painful for anybody. But for me, I've seen a lot of really positive things. For example, 20 years ago, I was broke as a joke. Today, I'm a lot healthier and a lot better. I know a lot more than I knew in my 20s. I am relishing watching my children grow up. I wish they'd slow down a little, but I'm really enjoying that, and that's an amazing part of getting older. I understand who I am as a person in ways I never did in my 20s. I've let go of things that don't matter in the world. I don't focus on things I can't control. I'm generally 100% healthier and happier than I was in my 20s. But aging narcissists do something a little different. They become bitter and angry. Instead of growing up and doing a little better for themselves, maturing, getting smarter, wisdom, that kind of stuff, they kind of remain emotionally stunted. They stay where they always have been. They see getting older as a series of failures on their part. Like I said, they deal with the denial, and they also throw rage in there, resentment, and of course, eventually, sometimes resignation, where they just give up. Because they held on so tightly to the way they looked or their money or their stuff, the connections they had, even their fame, if they were famous, they become increasingly self-centered, if you can imagine. They become very needy, and it's an intense form of neediness that makes their children and the people around them feel miserable. They might deal with depression. They might deal with all kinds of things. And I've even heard more than one story where an aging narcissist took their own life. They feel victimized by everything. They blame other people for all the things that are wrong in their life. That's pretty common for narcissists. Basically, they become an extreme, terrible version of what they were before. They become their worst selves. They are still abusive. They're still mean. They're angry and bitter, stiff and rigid, incredibly paranoid, defensive, isolated, and desperate. They live in their delusions. Another thing that tends to happen is that because they're so selfish and self-focused, and because they have no empathy and no compassion for other people, as they get older, their friendships kind of dwindle sometimes, at least the real friendships. They kind of end up alone, isolated. If their spouses are still with them, they've probably withdrawn in order to defend themselves. And so they're not getting a lot of positive feedback there. And many times the spouses have been gone for a while because they recognized what they were dealing with and got the heck out of there. Can't blame them. If they have adult children and the children are aware of what's going on, then many times they've cut contact or at least physically or emotionally backed away from the person because of their toxicness. If they have grandchildren, they may not even know their grandchildren. Again, because their adult children put boundaries in place to protect their children. Even neighbors and friends probably have pulled away at least up to a point because of the ridiculous amount of arrogance and insecurity and selfish crap that the narcissist spits at them, or because of their rudeness or their sense of entitlement or the way they act like they're better than everybody. Something interesting that happens to a lot of aging narcissists is that because so many of their people have backed away from them and their social status is gone, they don't really have a lot of things to talk about or think about. So a lot of them will start to think they are superior to other people because of who those people are. So you'll see a lot of bigotry coming out in these people. They might become a racist, or they might become an anti-gay person, or they might become a sexist. It makes them feel like they've got more power if they can feel like they're better than someone because of the color of their skin or their sexuality or their sex. It's pretty ridiculous, but it's a common thing. Here's a little more information for you. Take a look.
In essence, the narcissist feels like they've been denied the very supply that they need to exist. The proverbial life's blood of the narcissist is narcissistic supply from other people. This leads them, of course, to narcissistic injury. And as the collapsed narcissist writhes helplessly in the pain of not getting what they want, what they believe they're due, what they think that they need to exist, whether it's meeting some big goal or simply getting the admiration and praise they feel they rightly deserve, their whole world starts to feel like it's falling down around them. The narcissist loses self-esteem and their self-image is nearly erased. They begin to self-devalue, self-doubt. They literally hate themselves to the point that they project this self-hate onto everybody around them. Since everyone hates me, they think, the narcissist, well, they may as well hate him back, right?
All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, do you have an aging narcissist in your life? And did any of these things ring true for you? And what would you add to this discussion? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. I want to say a really sincere, heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you who subscribes to my channel, shares my videos, likes my videos, comments on my videos. You are all part of my Spanily, and I am so grateful for each of you. Thank you so much. It means the world to me. I can't express my gratitude enough. Honestly, thank you. And while I'm at it, I just want to offer a quick shout out to my amazing channel members, the people who support me through the YouTube channel membership program. Their support allows me to continue to make videos for you every day and to grow my mission to help survivors of narcissistic abuse discover, understand, and overcome the abuse, and then to evolve into the self that they've always wanted to be and to create the lives that they want. This means the world to me because it is literally my life's mission. Thank you so much, Inner Circle. My inner circle includes Kimberly, Jen, Trisha, Stacy, T-Bear, Sylvia Rose, Thoy, Victoria, Julie, Patty, La Precious, Beautiful Purpose, Abraham, Chantel, Ashley, Carrie Ann, Charity, Steph, Dana, Mo Cowboy, Shay, Christina, Ray Ray, T, Christy, Boku, Alda, Smith & Wesson, Ms. Lisa, Martha, Freedom Lee, Mindy, Lynn, Marsha, Linnell, Phoenix, Cherie, Alice, Carrie, Angel, Bible News Radio, Linda, Charlie, Laura, Pirlala, Janet, Paul, Delilah, Sarah Lee, Marlene, James F., Trisha, Life's Revival, Lorenzo, Deborah, Roxanne, Susan, and my very first supporter, Angela Falsetta. Thank you. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me. Again, thank you so much. That's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.